We settled on the choice to live here for 8 months. It was a wise choice. We have discovered this place in a deeper and wider way than any previous Christmas or summer visit of the prior 20 years could impart. We were leaving a church and school in California that meant quite a lot to us. My husband and I served on the vestry. We had a loving community and strong and wonderful minister. We intended to return. But this place has taken a hold of us. What we have here in Wyoming is inspiring beyond words. And a church community gives us the spiritual foundation from which to enjoy it. A church community is a place in which we can aspire for the best in our own humanity and give back to others. A church community is a place that we can both reflect, enjoy, and remind ourselves to keep turning to God. From the moment our family walked into St. John's, it felt easy and warm. Listening to Jimmy was exactly what I hoped to hear from a good sermon, an interpretation of scripture, honest self-reflection, and a call for self-reflection to each of us individually. We hear from many other church leaders. I really enjoyed Suzanne today. In the pulpit too, and from each, we gain insight from their individual perspective and commitment to this spiritual path. I am uplifted. In the past 18 months, I've enjoyed helping pack snacks on Mondays for hungry kids to enjoy the library, being a reader, teaching yoga to teens after church, participating with the youth programs, and perhaps most impactful, being the parent chaperone on the youth camping trip to Yellowstone last summer for 6 days. Yes. Halfway through our service here on every Sunday, and I know I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, we hear announcements of how we might participate in our St. John's community. We are invited and made aware of so many ways we can take part in St. John's and the many offshoot programs we're running. In the written form, we have revelations bulletin, we have emails, we have a really good website. There is so much to do here. You can help out with the service itself by ushering and reading. You can volunteer to bring delicious food for after the service, which is a strong pull for my Jackie to come to church. There are coat drives and toy drives and calls to help out your fellow community members with chores or laundry. There are programs for our young people like breakfasts and summer trips and reading groups. There are studies to delve deeper into scripture. There are mindfulness retreats and couple retreats. There are people who will offer extra prayers on our behalf. We are, our churches, visiting the Wind River Reservation and exploring ways that we can be of more help there. There is so much to do in this church community of St. John's. We are invited over and over again to make a love-spreading difference. Shoot, we can even have fun doing it. And I'm thinking about that church float today, right?
I think it's going to be canceled because we have some electricity in the sky.
Oh, yeah, we got some lightning. There's
we'll reschedule.
Lots of opportunities for fun. How about the sledding?
Sledding.
At Will's. That was awesome. So don't miss these opportunities to connect and enjoy each other. Each person makes a difference. Every connection we make in our community is worthy. And I feel like St. John's is living out the word of God. And I pulled up the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. We make our church better by participating and enjoying each other. So while I personally have the choice to move back to California, our family is happy right here. We are pleased and downright amazed that God has provided us so much through the bounty of Wyoming. Yes, and also through what is happening here in our church, St. John's. We hear the invitation to participate and make a love-spreading difference. We will happily commit our time and monetary contributions to support what this church is doing. In doing so, we receive the benefits of this community. We ask ourselves, how might we help more? How might we stretch ourselves to give and receive more love here? I wonder how many of you feel the same way. I wonder if we can respond and participate this year in a bigger way than we've done in the past. My experience is the more we give, the more we receive. I'm curious what that might mean for the populations of people we are touching or barely touching, like the people who live at the Wind River. Can we muster the courage to step forward and listen to what their needs are? Can we remain aware of what needs there are around us? Won't you join me in embracing St. John's community this year?
Thank you, Christy.